tell you the tale of a brave and noble wanderer who fell into a place not known by men for years, a place underground older than time or longer, growing in our terrors and our fears. He played a golden lyre, had a voice of the stars. He trekked the world by boat, moving near and far, blessed by the gods. Thousands heard his voice, the world moved when he made that fabled choice. He joined the ranks of a famous noble vessel, manned by a crew of 50 heroic men, the son of a god, men who hunted and wrestled, some of which were never seen again. He angered the gods and their vengeance slew his lover, a deadly nest of snakes and left her body cold, though he knew in his heart he could never love another. Passion planned both foolish and bold. He played a golden lyre, had a voice of the stars. He trekked the world by boat, moving near and far, blessed by the gods. Thousands heard his voice, the world moved when he made that fabled choice. That would take him to the darkness under the earth, braving deadly perils and a guardian immense to prove to the king and queen his worth. He moved their frozen hearts with his beautiful song. They granted him to leave with his lover and wife. If he didn't look behind as he traveled along, they would restore her soul and her life. He played a golden lyre, had a voice of the stars. He trekked the world by boat, moving near and far, blessed by the gods. Thousands heard his voice, the world moved when he made that fabled choice. Ah, alas, curiosity proved to be his downfall. He tried to steal a glance to see if the gods spoke true. She disappeared in seconds with a sorrowed, haunting call, just as the earth's green meadows were in view. So ends the tale of our brave and noble wanderer, who tried and failed to bring his love back to the sun. The only chance to restore his true love he squandered, and in that valley his life was undone.